Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Fellows. Welcome to June 14th, Thursday, 2011.
Happy Flag Day, Jeffrey. Episode 8.05.
Also known as episode 449. 449.
That's right.
Do you feel old?
We are coming up on 450. And by the end of this season.
You mean like the next show?
Yeah, the next show is 450.
I'm thinking 500. I was thinking more grand numbers.
Well, by the end of the season, around Super Bowl time, we will have our 500 episode of the show.
500. Tell your friends. Call your neighbors. Wake the children. I do have this to say.
The 500?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I've got this today. For this show only. Now, we're usually very patient
only
with...
Only this show?
Well, for our audience, we're very patient with y'all.
Yes.
You know how patient we are with y'all.
Yes, we are.
But for this show only, we're going to insist... No autographs, please.
Please, none, because it's been a little crazy.
And we have this sign up in the Rave Cave now that we stole from the Super Bowl, Motorola-sponsored sign.
We did not steal it.
Yes, we did.
They did not want it. They were going to throw it away in the trash.
Probably.
They throwed others away in the trash. They threw others away in the trash.
Yeah, your tongue is good today.
And so we stole it from certain deaths.
We pilfered it.
In a trash can.
We pilfered it and then recovered it and carefully peeled the tape off so as not to ruin it.
No autographs, please. That's going to go. You know what? I really think because I'm the one who gets approached for more autographs that it should go behind my wall here.
Nobody approaches you for autographs anywhere but the United Kingdom.
That... not true.
You've given...
Not true.
Do tell. I'm listening.
I was at a movie theater with my boys, and I've got witnesses. Matt Benson, as a matter of fact, who listens to the show.
You have daughters. You don't have boys. Okay.
And my dogs. No, it's my dogs.
Your dogs. Okay.
We do the midnight showing. You know, we do midnight showing of big
movies. You drag my kids occasionally. Yes.
And we're actually getting ready July.
For Batman.
Midnight
Forever.
Showing. If you want to join us, you're more than welcome to. I know that you can't handle it because you're a little old. You can't handle a midnight showing.
I almost fell asleep talking to my daughter on Skype last night at 11:30.
That's just sad.
She's in Berlin.
Anyways, so we're at a midnight showing. We're outside. We're milling around. And a girl comes up and she says... Are you Steven Miranda? And I was like, do I know you? And she's like, no, but you do NFL Rants and Raves. I listen to that show. I love it. And she asked for my autograph. And all the guys were like, did you put her up to it? I'm like, I don't know who she is.
I put her up to it, Steven.
Is that what it was? No. So I'm like, I don't even know this woman.
Okay.
What do you mean did I put her up to it?
That's more autographs than I've been asked for.
So,
although I've signed more autographs than you probably here.
Okay.
Because I would frequent spring training for Major League Baseball. With the Angels, and I would be wearing a jersey, and I'm tall, and so I kind of looked like a pitcher before I was really old. And so kids, being kids, they just, you know, shove a ball in front of you, and I would sign it. If it didn't have, I would look at the ball first to see if there's any big names on it. Anybody that could potentially be a Hall of Famer. But when you see coaches on the ball and stuff, you're like, forget it. So I signed Jeff Ellis. You know, hand it back to the kid. Thanks, kid. Have a good day. You know, and the kid's like, yes, I got another one.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you would give fake autographs to kids.
Not fake. They ask me for my autograph. I give them my autograph. They think I'm a baseball player. That's fine. That's their problem.
They think.
Look, there's the guys who have the notebooks of the baseball cards. They don't ask me for autographs.
Right.
They know I'm nobody.
Right.
Because they have a brain. These little kids.
So now kids don't have brains. So let's just give them a fake autograph.
That's right. So welcome to episode 449. Yes.
Yeah, we got to give 8.05. We're actually giving this one a show because a name. Because we didn't give the other one a name.
Oh, good.
This
can't wait.
This is called.
Standing by. No
NFL
autographs, please.
NFL News Show.
Okay.
We're giving news. That's because that's all there is right now.
Oh, and by the way, this is also /hashtag NFL Nudes. And we have NFL cheerleaders naked walking behind us through the entire show. So we hope you enjoy that.
They can't see. It is audio only.
Well, that's their loss, Steven. They should really get out more and come to the rape game.
They should.
This is NFL News / Nudes.
You know, I was asked recently by someone if there was ever...
Is your wife talking to you again
going
now?
...to be... If there was ever someone... When I say someone, it's I don't know the person. They're a listener, a fan.
I understand.
Someone who listens to the show.
I understand.
If there would ever be an occasion where we would have a listener sit-in, where they could sit and watch us do a show.
Well, see, therein lies the problem is that we'd have to reveal the location of the Rave Kit.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
We can't. We're legally bound.
We're not legally bound.
Well, I told you that issue with the police that you deny. That's
I fine. Did nothing. You were the culprit. I am not dangerous. Okay,
but you at least acknowledge that I am dangerous.
Well,
clearly you are acknowledging.
In your own mind.
Okay, that's all I asked for.
Yeah, I'll acknowledge that in your own mind you are dangerous.
Watch this.
I wish you could have seen that, folks. That was very
That was basically dangerous. One of my greatest martial arts moves.
Very dangerous.
And it was so fast that Steven was pretty much freaking out.
I was.
He might have to go change his shorts.
I feared for my life.
Come dangerous.
Just really feared.
Freaking idiot.
For my life. All right.
No. I resemble that remark.
You know what? How about we just start the show?
Okay.
Maybe.
Echo, echo, echo.
Why did you stop it?
Because you went to yours.
You were first.
I know, because I'm fast and dangerous.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
I surely hope you enjoyed that 6-minute intro, people.
Please stop calling me Shirley.
I will. Jeffrey, what I am holding in my hand, I feel very privileged and honored.
You should.
To be holding in my hand a football that, well, it just never got made.
It's incomplete. It's incomplete.
It is incomplete. It has basically a New England Patriots 2011 AFC Championship ball. On this side, it's got the schedule, their entire schedule, which was pretty impressive.
They had a great run last year.
With all the scores. They just beat down some
people. It's a beautiful New England Patriots football. It is three panels of white and it's one panel of the color.
Divisional game, Patriots versus blank. And those are all X's because they don't.
That was to be filled in.
To be filled in. AFC Championship game, Patriots versus blank, and the scores are blank.
And then Super Bowl, Patriots versus blank,
and you know the numbers. And so that was to be,
this was a prototype
of what would have been made had the Patriots
won the Super Bowl. It would have been their Super Bowl ball. It's got a nice picture of Tom Brady on the upper left panel there.
Yes, and it's the other Super Bowls that they've won.
Logos.
It's got some franchise history, you know, like three times.
No, this thing is really boss. It was
nice.
The prototype.
And I have it in my, and I don't think I'm ever going to let it go.
And unlike the sign, we didn't steal that.
That's right. We did not steal it.
Someone gave that to us.
Pretty
the nice
cool
man
prototype.
Who makes those.
I feel we need to get an enclosure. You know, one of those little closed little.
I think we need a certificate of authenticity because somebody might think that we actually made that with our hands.
Yeah, that's not true.
With crayons or something. That's how you
that
do
you put it
emboss
in
a,
you know,
leather
you know
footballs.
Those box, you know those.
Yes, I know. But you know what happens to the ball? You threw the ball to me. I threw it back.
Yes.
It's low on air. I had I don't know, 1979 Rams autographed ball.
Uh-huh.
All the players had autographed the ball. It was really cool.
Yes.
Thing went flat in a couple of years.
Well, you have to put air
you
in it.
You have to keep reinflating it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I didn't know that. And it's no longer with me now. Because
it's
just,
no longer
well,
with us.
And the autographs were done with Sharpies, and those fade over time.
Yeah,
balls
which, by
like
the
that
way,
need to be done with. Yeah, we need a quick.
Speaking of Sharpie autographs, we got, you know, if you won in our fantasy football leagues this past season,
it's not your fault. It's not our fault that you're not wearing your prize. It was until recently, okay?
We sent out an email to everyone saying, you know,
we understand that we have a history of delinquency in paying people for prizes. However, we have never begun a new season of fantasy football without paying our debts.
That's right. We got to pay
up. We've never done that. Now, we run it close frequently. But you know
that
what?
That gives us a lot of confidence because
you tapped.
I did. That was Cody. I'm sorry.
That was Terrence Cody saying that we know we can beat these guys?
Yes.
They didn't.
But anyways, you won a league.
Yes, I did, and I'm very proud of it.
Jordan won a league.
Yeah, the kid, I don't
know. You know who didn't win the league this year?
James.
James, you need
the Uber
calls.
Noobs.
There were 12 teams.
You didn't
that
win?
That we played. No, Jeff. There were 12. You beat me in one.
Okay.
We were in 12 leagues.
Right.
Okay. I made 7 playoffs.
You're telling me you did not win?
7 playoffs out of the 12.
Yeah.
And then I made 5 Super Bowls.
Right.
Out of the 12. So I was in 5 championship games.
So mathematically, you better win 2, at least.
I did not win a single one. I lost one by a point. I lost one. I lost one by a point. I lost one by 2 points. I lost one to you because the Cowboys decided not to play Tony Romo in a game, and I couldn't change the
fractured rib, a punctured lung earlier in the season.
I could have put a quarterback in, but then it would have been cheating. I didn't want to do that because then you would have cried. You're like, you cheated. You took the quarterback out. So it was crazy. Mm. But we. All to say, we sent emails out to all of the winners saying, please...
If you won, check your junk drawer.
Yeah, check your emails. Just reply back, say, you got it. You want the signatures on, you don't. Someone replied back to me this morning saying, Jeff, yes, this is my second one. Please sign it because the signatures have pretty much faded off the one that I won last year. So
the one he won last year. Well, I'm glad it's getting worn a lot, first of all.
Yes.
That's awesome, but we've got to find a more permanent way to mark these things.
We do. And the only other thing is to take...
I could get a branding iron.
Is to take a image of our signatures.
Yeah, that's bullcrap,
and then
That's not authentic.
And then do...
Iron it on. That's not authentic.
It isn't.
I mean, it would be that we did it, that we ironed it on and we signed it. Yes. It's our signature, and we don't do it on other things. But the fact is, we actually go to extraordinary pains to stretch these things out.
And so we
it's really hard to sign fabric.
It's because we stretch it out.
Steven, there's no other way to do it. If you don't, it'll just have to fall off.
Just do it.
So what, do you want me to do it with dots? I mean, seriously, I would challenge you guys to try and sign fabric.
Anyways,
or if you have any tips, let us know.
We're also, I've been working hard to modify, though the website's not going to be a huge modification, but there will be
It's going to be a 0.1 modification.
It will be a distinct difference to the homepage, and you will see it and feel it and love it. And hopefully this year, we really hope that you guys come out to the website just a little bit more.
We're not saying you don't come out enough, but we're saying you don't. On the business end of things, hope that some of you got to enjoy me covering the Stanley Cup for TalkSport Radio. Did the whole Stanley Cup run with Mike Graham, and that was big fun.
Was it? Even the games they lost?
No, those were rather painful. They only lost two.
Okay! You only did four, so half of them they lost.
Well, okay, the only reason I didn't do others was because it was the weekend and Mike doesn't work the weekend.
Okay, there you go. Here, why don't you give that to me before you fall and die? I've asked Jeffrey to turn on our air conditioning unit, and he's trying to die. Just hand me
the thing. I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
I still don't see it coming on. But
you will.
There. Stop.
You shush.
Anyways, this is great radio. Let's move on to the first piece.
Well, and then also that we are going to be doing fantasy football with the guys from Sky Sports.
Yes, we will be.
Cadle and Reynolds.
We're doing fantasy football with them?
I've been trying to tell you that.
How are we doing fantasy
football? We're going to be in a league with them. And when during halftime.
That's not even going to be fair.
We'll school them. That's the beauty of it, Stephen.
I mean, they do realize this, right?
Carl is the producer, and Carl asked us to actually join them and their league so that at halftime of the games and stuff, they'll update everybody with how we're doing in fantasy football.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. I don't, you know.
Sky Sports coverage will be getting better this year because it'll have good fantasy football players.
There you
go. Ba-dum-bum.
All right. I've actually sent out a request to NFL Network that they have us as, you know, in their fantasy football league that they have, that they air. We know they have celebrities.
Right.
We're not claiming that we're celebrities, but, you know, we want somebody.
Although,
again,
just for today, no autographs, please.
Yes. And the thing is, I'm just saying is, like, you know what? It's really cool when you have some hot supermodel chick play a fantasy football league.
Yeah.
But... you know, the deal is she doesn't really know much. So why don't you have some guys on the show who actually really know fantasy football? Let's see how the celebrities do against them. That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
They have not responded.
Mm.
Back to me.
Hold your breath. Hold your breath.
There you go. All right. What's next? Yes. Can we start with a fun one?
First of all, I really enjoy this nude that's walking behind us in NFL nudes.
Great. Let's start with a fun news story.
Oh, good.
Can we? And generally, when I say this name that I'm about to say, you don't generally think of fun when you hear the name of Tom Brady.
No.
And the New England Patriots.
No.
You don't think of fun.
No, somber.
These guys are fun. Well, you know what? He's having fun right now, and he basically did a video for Funny or Die.
I don't know what that is.
Funny or Die is a website created by Will Ferrell and bunch.
Okay.
And it's basically, if you think you've got the chops to be funny, come put a video up there, and they'll rate it, and you know, it's Funny or Die, right? And it's just basically a way for up-and-coming comedians and, you know, comedy makers to do something fun.
We're going to get the guys from Rooftop Comedy on this.
Funny or Die. So they did this Under Armour spoof commercial. And Tom Brady basically walks into a Dick's Sporting Goods in Los Angeles, California, asking for this Under Armour gear.
Wait, I couldn't understand you.
Exactly.
I couldn't understand you because you're thick Boston accent.
He's asking for his Under Armour gear. And the worker, the Dick's worker, is like, wait a minute, are you from Boston?
Yeah, you want some chatter? Just a chatter?
Starts mocking him for his Boston accent.
Thick Boston accent that makes him almost unintelligible.
Which, as we know, Tom Brady.
He's from San Mateo. California.
And it's pretty impressive the way Tom Brady emotes that he's getting a little frustrated.
Yeah.
He's getting a little angry, but he's keeping his composure. He doesn't want to go off. I am the guy in the standee!
There's a stand-up cutout of him wearing Under Armour gear. He's like, you look a little bit like that guy. What are you, Matt Damon?
That's right. The woman comes over. She's like, are you Matt Damon? No, Affleck!
Affleck!
So it's a pretty funny commercial. We got to give props to Tom Brady.
Go look it up.
Because it's just
Tom
a funny
Brady
bit.
Doing a good job working on his acting chops a little bit, and it's working.
And when he just explodes, he says, "I am the guy in the standing." He pushes the dude. Funny stuff.
He
go
pushes
check
the
it
dude,
out.
And then the lady says, "That's not nice, Matt Damon.
Shame on you, Matt Damon." Good stuff there for Tom Brady. That's just a little bit of fun news that we wanted to share because you know what. We're not Patriots haters.
No.
We just like to call
We're
them the Empire.
We're dislikers.
Because we do not like the Empire. Who likes the Empire? Besides my 5-year-old daughter who loves Darth Vader and the Empire.
She does.
Who likes the Empire?
Dun, 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 dun.
Exactly. Who, Jeffrey? Can you tell me who?
The Sith Lord.
Besides anybody on the Sith side of things.
John Williams, who wrote this great anthem.
John Williams is awesome.
Yes, he is.
But I don't think he's a Sith guy and he loves the Empire either.
I would agree with that.
He just was required to write the anthem for them.
And he was paid handsomely.
Yes, he was.
Let's just be clear about that.
I
want to commend people. So Peter King's got his column every week. And he does his Father's Day book reading list. Here's a list of books possibly for Father's Day. Because remember, Father's Day in the United States is Sunday.
Yes, it is.
Do not mess this up.
Speaking of which.
We only get one day.
What are you doing Sunday?
Coming to your house, hanging out by the pool.
Okay. Because I might not be here.
Dude.
You want me to be here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll have to change some things up. Cars Land opens in California this weekend.
I don't have an annual pass, and I can't afford admission because it's $7 million now just to get in. It's ridiculous.
So I was thinking that because we're not blacked out on Sunday, it would be a good Father's Day for me to go.
You're not black on Sunday?
We're not blacked out.
Oh, it's a day you can go to the park, I see.
It's a day I can go to the park to go and experience an opening weekend. You know, I'm an opening weekend kind of a guy.
We skipped a Super Bowl.
We
you
did.
And I to go to the opening of
California Adventure. Exactly.
It was a preview day for cast
the
members.
The only Super Bowl to this date that I've not seen live.
Let's see. Who played in that?
The Giants and the Baltimore Ravens.
Steven, a Dallas Cowboys fan, skipped the Giants Super Bowl. That's hard to imagine.
But Jeff,
if you're going to miss the Super Bowl, it would be with an AFC East opponent.
It would be. It would be with the Giants in it.
NFC East opponent, my bad. So
although
anyway,
I would have taken great pleasure to seeing the Giants lose because
sure,
they did lose that.
But you didn't have to watch them.
I didn't.
And so Peter King's column comes out with a list of books every year
for
Father's Day.
You're not reading a list of books.
No, I'm not. Okay. But I'm going to commend a book to people.
A book to people. Just one book from the whole list.
Yes.
All right, go
ahead. And actually, it's not even from the list. It's
okay.
Peter King says, here's the deal. Peter King says, this new book by Richard Ford is really terrific. It's not as good as X, but I liked it a lot.
Okay.
So I went back and read X.
I see.
The Sports Writer by Richard Ford.
Okay.
Really terrific read. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And I've kind of fallen off the wagon of only reading classics. You know, after The Hunger Games, I think I got kind of went all in with reading more current stuff. I mean, this is still a couple, many years old, but...
Have you seen The Hunger Games yet?
No.
Go see the movie!
It's going to be on pay-per-view within, like, 2 weeks. So I can go to the crappy theater, or I could go to my house.
Which, Jeff, the crappy theater is getting a little facelift.
Getting or has had?
Well, some of them. I mean, they have multiple theaters.
Depends what screen it's on.
It depends what screen. The screen it is on right now is the best.
Still be sticky, and the seats still may be sticky.
Yes. The upper floor has, I think they're working the upper floor, and then they're going to work their way down the bottom. The upper floor, where The Hunger Games is right now, is decent.
And how much is a film there now? Because that $2. Was date. Still.
$2.
That was date night for Didi and $2 I when I was in grad school.
Person. $2 per person.
Wednesday nights, they would do it for $1.
And that was our date night. I still think that I think it's Tuesday now.
And we go across the street to the Rite Aid. We would buy some candy, and we would smuggle it in our jackets.
Yes.
Because we couldn't afford to buy the concession candy.
We still smuggle in candy.
Well, we did this because we were poor.
The only thing. Yeah, I remember those days, too.
When our entertainment budget for the month was $15.
Yes. Yes.
And now we blow that on one movie ticket at the Arclight.
Exactly.
It's like, wow.
Things have changed. Times have changed. It's now Tuesdays where it's $1.
Okay.
All the other days of the week, it's $2. But the only thing I buy there is popcorn because I need popcorn.
I know you do.
I need it. It's like a drug.
Probably need to change that.
No, I'm good.
My key for anyone trying to avoid popcorn at the theater is to eat dinner right before the movie.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I go to dinner before the movie, and then when I sit in the theater, I still want popcorn, but I don't feel in any way hungry.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I'm depriving myself.
I just eat dinner before
but
the movie.
But if I show up hungry, I'll get popcorn. Yeah. That's all there's to it. And I'll get the jumbo tub with butter in the middle. Thank you.
Wow. See, that's maybe taking it a little over.
No, and then when you get to the bottom, you make a little cup from your fingers for the butter that's settled at the bottom, and you just scoop it up and then lap it up like a dog.
Went too far.
That's my job. Okay. Is to take things too far.
Yeah.
There's people laughing and there's other people groaning.
Yes.
But as the great like he's dead, Bill Cosby once said, if you only entertain 1% of the world, you'll be packing out stadiums.
Yeah.
So just know that.
Okay.
I only have to amuse 1% of the world.
Yes.
And I'll be a rock star.
Rock star.
Rock of Ages opening this
tomorrow. What is
tomorrow.
1% of 6.5 billion?
A lot.
Okay, because that is a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, technically, you could only really have to entertain like 0.5%.
Well, see, they've all got to actually congregate in one place
right.
for you to be able to sell out that stadium and make the bling the cash.
I mean, 0.5% of 6.5 billion is still a whole bunch of millions.
It's half of a lot.
Right. So, you know, they would be scattered throughout the world. It wouldn't just be
right.
in one
Right, we got to get them all in one place to pay me.
Well, no, you get 20,000 at the Staples Center in L.A.
It's really cold. You get
it is not cold. First
it's
of all,
freaking
why
freezing.
Did you turn it down to 65?
Because you were complaining.
70 is okay.
Okay.
Wait. I just want air circulating in this room so that
there's
the rave
plenty
cave,
of air.
Look, the rave cave is hot. It's in the middle of a freaking desert, and when it's hot outside, the cave inside is hot because it's a freaking desert.
The cave is in Southern California, alas,
it's hot!
Where frequently we have June gloom, overcast skies, and that is where
June
we are today.
June gloom does not affect the rave cave.
It sure did this morning. No, I came in here, and it was very nice.
It was not nice. It was only nice because I was working in the rave cave late last night. I didn't tell you I was working in the rave cave late last night, right?
No, so but I saw the improvement on the website, so yes. I figured you had to be in here.
Well, I work like a dog.
Did you finish the reel?
The reel is almost done.
Seriously?
But it needs more tweaks, and it needs more. There's
it needs
better,
some sizzle. It needs
there's
a, there's
better
way better
punches.
Content.
Yeah, and but I'm going to find it.
Steven,
I got to find it.
Render this.
Do you
here's,
want
here's
good
what
stuff?
I want. Here's what I want.
What?
Render this, and then the screws are going to be on you hard, because I will possess a rendered sizzle reel that is not nearly our best content so that I can go to a meeting and you will know that you can replace this at any moment, but it has to be done.
Okay.
That's the only, it's got to be done. Got a meeting Monday with the
it
guy in San Francisco.
Work. It'll be done before Monday.
Monday noon meeting San Francisco
okay.
with the guy.
You're not in San Francisco.
I might.
He's just going to call.
I know. I might just go up.
Okay. I did not know that was the deal. I thought we could this conference guy, call.
We could conference so call. Or we could do what we do best, which is impress. Impress with our presence.
I see.
Our je ne sais quoi is not telephone.
Okay. Can we get to some real news now?
Yes.
We had our fun news. Chad Ochocinco, baby.
You said I was dead. I ain't dead, bees.
So since we last talked to you, Ochocinco was waived by the New England Patriots.
They waved bye-bye.
And just like that.
He's back.
He went down. He worked out for the Miami Dolphins. And just like that, the Dolphins said.
As Adam Scheid of SiriusXM NFL Radio said, HBO is proud to announce the signing of Ochocinco to Hard Knocks.
Well, let's check this out.
You don't want to be that cynical?
Well, no. I mean, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually.
I think that is accurate.
Here's the thing. I think this is what happened.
What happened was.
Miami, HBO executive sitting and checking out.
Okay, we got a team. Thank God we got a team.
We got the Dolphins.
Thank God we got a
team.
And
then he sees this little ticker. Bing, 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 bing. You know, down, because he's got the news ticker of sports,
sure.
Right?
They and have it 85 TVs.
And it says, Joe Philbin confirms Ochocinco came to work out for the Dolphins. You know what this next thing is? Phone. Beep, 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 beep. Hey, Ross, I heard Ochocinco went to work out for
it's
you.
It's going
to
take $900,000 for us to actually get him in here and if he makes the team.
Done. Click.
Yeah. Now, the ratings for Hard Knocks just quadrupled.
Yes.
Quadrupled.
You go from the biggest story with the Miami Dolphins.
Ryan Tannehill might take the quarterback job.
Lauren Tannehill, his wife, because she's supermodel hot.
She is really hot.
Right? And that's the story that you're going to run with.
No, you're going to see the quarterback battle between Matt Moore and Ryan Tannehill.
Don't forget David Garrard.
Oh, yeah, and David Garrard.
All right. And now you got Chad Ochocinco, so the executive's licking his chops. Like, all it's going to take is $900,000?
For me to get a storyline and quadruple my ratings? Hello.
Done. Click.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, if at the end you don't sign him, you don't owe him anything.
Exactly.
So, and then we'll play the drama up of does Chad get signed or not? Look, I'm looking forward to Hard Knocks starting in August. We didn't have it last year, and I felt a little bummed. I added HBO 2 years ago for this very reason, Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks, yes.
And I watched the Jets one, and it was riveting. And Dee made it must-see TV in our house. My wife, she don't care.
Well, Reggie Bush, who, you know, is now a Miami Dolphin, I had this to say. He's like, good guy, good player. I personally think he still has a lot left. Knowing him, he wants to prove he can do it at his age and still play this game at a high level.
You need to actually move your microphone or talk louder.
At a high level.
There you go.
So that's Reggie Bush. Jeff Ireland, he acknowledged that the receiver position is the thinnest it's ever been for the club. And so they
You're saying Brian Hartline is not
Bring
a rock star?
Bring on your Hartline! Because that's all you got.
In the middle of a young girl's dream. Don't wake me up too soon.
Oh, bring out
Gonna
your highlight,
take a
man.
Ride across the moon. You
Brian Hartline. What other receivers do they have?
They have
name,
another guy.
Give me two other. Dude, I know two other
names. The
fact
that I knew Hartline, wasn't
okay,
that
you got
like,
Hartline.
I get, like...
Don't look. Don't look at your iPad.
I'm not looking
look
at my
me.
iPad because it says I'm in airplane mode.
Yes.
So it won't make any clicky
exactly.
sounds.
So look at me now.
I can't.
Give
see,
me one.
I can't,
one
I can't,
just one.
I can't. Do you remember the day that we met?
What if I give you the last? Do you, if I'll give you the first name, you give me the last. I'll give you the last name, you give me the first. Which one do you want?
I'll take a last name and I'll give you a first name.
Bess.
Javid.
No. Javid Bess is a running back for the Detroit Lions.
Damn it.
We're trying to find wide receivers for the Miami Dolphins.
I was just playing Free Association and I thought I nailed it. Yeah. Devon Bess.
Devon Bess. There you go. You got one.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to give you another one.
Okay.
Nanny.
Legadoo Nanny. He was a San Diego Charger.
There you go. They just
I didn't know they signed
up.
Him. That's good. Go. Good for them. They need him.
So, I mean, other than those
but
three
really,
guys.
Come on. So not sexy.
Not sexy. They got nothing at wide
when
receiver.
When we met, who's the guy that's a Viking now that we met?
Greg Camarillo. He's actually a Ram now. He was the Rams last
year.
Well,
there you go.
He was their stud. The Rams
after Danny Amendola
got hurt. And
the Rams are now on the clock. And they traded away their pick, and that's how the Indianapolis Colts ended up with Andrew Luck. Am I not mistaken? Am I telling tales out of school? No, that's how history went. No.
Well, no.
The Colts actually took it. Where'd the Rams end up? The Rams traded with Washington.
Two? They traded down.
They traded with Washington. Yes. Okay, my bad.
Because they didn't want to take Justin Blackmon at number two.
Yeah, and I don't blame them. I think that was a smart play in there. I don't think the Rams are as far away as people think they are. The point is, when we were walking outside Westminster Abbey and we met
Greg Camarillo,
Stanford University wide receiver, and he introduced himself to us as the wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins. We sarcastically said, oh, yeah, they have a wide receiver there, don't they? And it was a mean thing to say, but the fact was, as long ago as five seasons ago, the wide receiver position has been a difficult position.
Yes.
For the Miami Dolphins.
I'm going to, you know, you don't like to have names spread out to you, but I'm going to throw you this. We already talked. Brian Hartline, Legadou Nane, and Devon Best. Those are their three main guys, okay?
They got a tight end, Fasano.
Devon Best, 5 years in the league. Hartline, 4 years in the league. Legadou Nane, 6 years in the league.
That means you know what you're getting with these guys. They're not right. going to improve. Correct? Am I wrong, Steven?
Here are the rest.
I just want to explain
this. They're not going.
This
is
it. You've seen them.
They, you know, after
known commodities.
Yes. They are
superstars. Do not emerge after 4 years.
They are who they. Well, some do, but
rarely.
But not.
Who they got a tight end? Do you have a depth chart there?
Fasano, Anthony Fasano.
So I did get that right. And he's got great hands.
Yeah, they've got four other tight ends besides Fasano. None of them who we know.
Okay.
Here are the wide receivers. Rookie B.J. Cunningham from Michigan State. Don't know anything about him. Texas A&M wide receiver Jeff Fuller. Okay.
You should know him.
First-year guy, Chris Hogan from Monmouth, wherever that is.
Monmouth? Spell it.
M-O-N-M-O-U-T-H.
Monmouth.
Unless you want to say Monmouth.
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
All right. They got a first-year guy, a second-year guy from Abilene Christian.
Ladies, please, no autographs. I was serious. Sorry. Go ahead.
Clyde Gates. 5'11 wide receiver from Abilene Christian.
Clyde Gates, wait a minute. I think I just got goosebumps. Nope, that's a wart.
Then they got three guys that are in their third year in the league from Fresno State, Marlon Moore, from Wichita Baptist, Julius Pruitt, and from
powerhouse.
San Diego State, Roberto Wallace.
Now,
do they need to go get Ocho Cinco? Heck yes, because he's got 11 years experience in the league. Is he the right guy to bring to this organization? I'm not sold on that.
Will it make watching Hard Knocks relevant?
Yes!
To see him make the team?
It is a great PR move, but is it a great football move? No.
Okay. So my question is, we've got a new head coach down there. We've got the old Joe Philbin from the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
Joe Philbin ran what kind of offense? How would you describe on a complexity scale of 1 to 10 the complexity of the offense that he ran in Green Bay?
It's a modified West Coast
kind
of offense.
So give me on a 1 to 10 scale the complexity.
Well, there's a lot of option routes in it.
So on a complexity scale of 1 to 10...
Yes, if he could not pick up the Patriots,
don't work ahead of me. Don't steal my junk.
I'm telling you.
Don't touch my junk.
You steal my junk all the time.
That's so true.
So let me steal it.
You're
one
making
time.
My point. Thank you. I am making
your point.
He could not pick up Bill Belichick's offense.
Yes.
In New England, and Joe Philbin runs a not nearly as sophisticated a system as Tom Brady runs, but it's pretty hard. It is well above 5 on the 1 to 10 scale as far as complexity. And so Ocho's going to now decide, because of TV and the possibility of making $1 million, I'm going to be all in. And I live in South Beach, and so that's good for me and my family and everything. So I'm going to go all in and revitalize my career.
It's going to be tough for him to make the team.
That's exactly my point. So they've got these yahoos.
When you look at this roster that I just gave you, where you've got your three starters who are 4, 5, and 6 years of experience. Then everybody else has 3 years in the league or less.
Chad's got 11 years of experience.
With the exception of Chad, when we're talking about him. So everybody else, 3 years or less. Who am I going to keep? A dude that's on the older side of old, has been in the league, going into his 12th season, may not be able to pick up my system and is going to cost me $1 million, or guys, Roberto Wallace, who all I got to do is pay him $450,000, and he could probably pick up the system a lot better than Chad Ochocinco.
Minimum. And he's highly motivated.
Or Wachita Baptist Julius Pruitt,
hey, who I can pay. Don't diss on Wachita Baptist.
Who I could pay $475,000 league minimum, or Chad Ochocinco pay him $1 million. Chad Ochocinco plays special teams? No. I bet you Julius Pruitt and Roberto Wallace do.
Is it Ochita Baptist?
Wachita.
Spell it.
O-U-A.
Oh, so it is. O-U-A-C-H-I-T-A.
Wachita Baptist.
OBU.edu is their website. And looking
OBU,
at it right now.
OBU, I'll be me. Fine.
OBU. I'll wait. I will be. What's it to you?
I love Chad Ochocinco, okay?
They're in Arkansas. Arkadelphia.
You know why I know this? I ran a cross-country meet there in college. I did.
At Ochita Baptist?
Wachita Baptist.
So you even know how to pronounce this thing that I do, is impossible.
And the only reason I know is because I ran a track meet in Arkadelphia at Wachita Baptist.
And I click on athletics, and they do have a track and field team. And they have a girls' softball team where all the girls look like they're from Arkansas. I'm just saying.
Is all. All right, Jeffrey. I'm going to end this just like this before everybody criticizes. They are NAIA. They are not.
A guy is in the NAIA. You know how many guys are in the NFL that played at NAIA schools?
Not very many. You got to be really good.
You got to be special. My gosh.
So I'm not knocking on Julius Pruitt. I'm just saying the dude's NAIA.
He's had a tougher. NAIA, for those that are not in America, is the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics.
It's not NCAA.
NCAA. Yes. And that's a huge difference. My alma mater and Stevens are both NAIA schools.
That is correct.
And they have fine athletic programs, but they do not scholarship athletes generally.
No.
They will for maybe basketball.
My freshman year at the University of Dallas. The University of Dallas. This is in 1988. Man, I just dated myself.
Sure did.
1988.
Did you enjoy the date?
I did. It was a nice date. My first year at the University of Dallas, 1988, was the first athletic scholarship ever given at that institution, and it went to a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
Yeah, we give out a couple of basketball... At Westmont, we give out a couple basketball scholarships.
And that's it. And you know why they decided they needed to give money to...
Because he was really good and they really wanted
him. He was really good. They really wanted him. And previously to that, the University of Dallas basketball collegiate program stands alone. They went 0-88.
So they basically needed something to start to be able to recruit with.
Yes.
So we give this guy money to come play here.
They had gone 0-88. Sports Illustrated did a huge story. Sports Illustrated was on campus.
That's up there with Caltech's football program.
It's huge. It's huge.
Which Caltech, they finally won a game.
I was proud of my...
Wachita Baptist University seeks to foster a love of God and a love of learning by creating for students and other constituents dynamic growth opportunities both on campus and throughout the world.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to finish this. Chad Ochocinco. I love the guy. I love the persona and the personality that he brings.
The entertainment
not
value.
Not only to a football field, but... off the football field, he does wonders for the community of the football organization where he's a part of. And I love that. But if you're asking me to pay somebody $1 million who may not quite get my offensive system versus a third-year guy who is going to work his butt off and play special teams for me.
Oh, he's highly motivated? I don't know. He went to Wachita University Ochocinco that's got a Super Bowl ring, doesn't he?
No, he does not have a Super Bowl
ring. Oh, that's alluding. Well, he's not going to win one in Miami.
But Ochocinco went to Oregon State. It's a big NCAA school. Pac-12. Pac-10 back then, but now Pac-12.
Pac-57 coming soon.
Yes, 37.
Actually. 37.
You went too high. I love you, Chad. I just don't think this was the fit for you. I think you could have been a little bit more patient. I think you could have waited till training camps open. And I think a situation where you would have possibly had a chance to go and compete for a Super Bowl would have opened itself for you.
Where do you think? I'm thinking San Diego.
Arizona? Can you imagine if
Arizona's
you've got somewhere?
Because
that's a team that's in the NFC West, which is highly...
I think San Diego's a better team, and his role is a tall... streak wide receiver. Maybe one cut. Yeah, maybe
you see his personality with Phillip Rivers, man.
No, that's, and nor with Norv.
That's not going to
work. Norv's just going to – I actually think Norv would punch him. I seriously.
But I do think that throughout training camp, you're going to see some wide receivers go down, and there's going to be some opportunities where Chad could have possibly waited to go to a team, and he just jumped at the first. This was an offer that it came in. It's it's in. Let me take it. I got to take it.
And it was packaged with Hard Knocks, if you ask me. So he's got the chance for publicity. Buffalo. That could have worked.
Yeah. But the fact that,
Fitzpatrick's got the arm up there.
OCNN broke the story. You know, when his own news network breaks the story that he signed with Miami, you know it's got to be hot.
Somebody leaked there. They got to shut that down. Girls, no autographs. I'm not getting.
Seriously. And when you put something on, I can't see that no more.
I can. Okay, moving along. Hall of Fame quarterback, Fox NFL analyst Terry Bradshaw, former talk show host. Terry Bradshaw has become the latest former player to say that if he had a son, he would not allow him to play
football.
That's
right. He appeared with Jay Leno on The Tonight Show.
Where's that film, Stephen?
Here.
The other side of the Rave Cave.
Yeah,
thank you.
Right around the corner.
The other side of the Rave Cave.
You know what? We may need to call Jay and tell him that he needs to let us on.
But I've tried to be on. With the guys Jay? Won't have me. Why won't you guys have me on?
With Jay?
You know, it's funny.
Jay likes football, doesn't he?
Oh, I love football.
Is that your Jay Leno?
Pretty much.
He's
got a very high voice for a man with such an enormous head. Okay. You'd think that head that big would have a bigger voice.
There's our shot at getting on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
If he can't handle that, screw
him.
All
right, basically, Bradshaw just said, if I had a son today, and I would say this to all our audience and all our viewers out there, I would not let him play football. There was a time in the next decade where we will not see football as it is today, I believe. And that's Terry Bradshaw.
He said more nonsense, too. He said, I know in the state of Texas, it's king. Referring to football.
Well, it is.
But I believe where soccer is going to elevate itself. I think basketball and baseball are going to become more popular. And contact sports are going to slowly phase away. I would not want my child to go there. The fear of them getting these head injuries and they're out there, it's just too great for me.
Yeah. I kind of like what, I forgot which wide receiver said. I don't know if it was Nate Burleson. Or it was somebody. No, it was Andre Johnson, actually, of the Houston Texans, an even bigger name, who said, y'all just need to shut up. You need to be done. You played the game, and it gave you the status where you are today. Without the game of the NFL, you would not be where you are today. And now you're trying to take that away from everybody else who's trying to work hard out here to play this game. You all need to shut up. And just move on and be done. If you don't want to talk about the game, fine. Be done with it. But don't be putting it down now after it gave you the luxuries that you are afforded today.
How did you feel about how Kurt Warner handled it? I mean, because he was kind of the one who initiated this.
Yeah, but I think Kurt's also talking out of both sides of his mouth.
He is. He does that frequently. He nuances, if you will.
Yes.
That's a nice way of saying talking out of both sides of your mouth.
I think it's another guy who is very, very nice man, but
Kurt's a great guy.
You know,
he was just speaking his mind.
He was. And I think he kind of backtracked after it.
He did.
After it, you know. It
became a big firestorm.
He kind of backtracked. Because Kurt knows basically what I just said.
He's employed by the NFL.
Well, that too. That's
sure,
one.
There's that.
But he is afforded this great luxury of life because of his time playing in the National Football League. Remember, this guy was bagging groceries before he went to go play with the Rams. That's a big difference, Jeff, bagging groceries and making $10 million playing quarterback for a National Football League.
I don't know. They're
team.
Kind of the same.
So I think he's got to understand that. And now that you're trying to say, yeah, I wouldn't let my kids play. Really? Really? Okay. You can say that. And that is your opinion. And you tell your child you can't play football. And that's your prerogative. But to go out on a national stage and say that after that's the game that afforded you the luxuries that you're living right now, that's not cool.
Okay. It's time for our moment of the show.
Yes.
So Michael Huff, defensive back of the Oakland Raiders. Were you hoping that we were going to go to this story?
I'm glad you brought this one up.
He's almost doing a puppet master gyrations here.
Because that's what he was. Remember, that's what we called him.
The puppet master. The reach of former Oakland Raiders owner Al Davis was apparently more extensive than a couple of people wanted to acknowledge.
Michael Huff said that he was, in essence, the de facto defensive coordinator of the Oakland Raiders.
Darn right.
While he was alive.
Famous for breaking down game tape on a daily basis and dipping his hands into every facet of the organization, Michael Huff confirmed what we've all long suspected, and many of us have just outright accused him of. Davis was deeply involved in game planning and schemes right up until the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, Huff was not taking a shot at Davis at all.
No. He just said he loved Al. He was.
But he's like, let's just be honest. He had all of his little things he liked to do.
Well, remember, I think, was it Warren Sapp who came out and said previously that, you know, sometimes the coach had to wait for Al to call in a play from the booth? Yeah, so, I mean.
Well, and life with Dennis Allen, people are now comparing it to life with Dennis Allen, the new head coach there, and how different it is.
Yeah.
It feels so different there.
By the way, as the players call
him. I don't know him. I haven't met him yet, so I'm not going to give him a nickname.
Are you talking? I'm calling him D.A. When I get to Oakland's camp this year, I'm calling him D.A.
I'm still haunted by my Roger Goodell encounter.
Here's Jeff. Roger Goodell comes up. He looks at us.
He looks right in my eyes. How are you?
Gives us a little nod and just like...
I had it all planned. He turned the tables on me.
Nothing came out, man.
He turned the tables on me. I was going to say, Mr. Commissioner, I hope you have a great weekend. Good luck this weekend. Yeah. I had it all planned out in my head. And he looked right into my eyes and went, hey.
Yeah, that was,
I didn't know that he could pick me out of a crowd now. I didn't know that he and I were that close.
That was pretty funny.
I was hoping that after I said this, that we would be that close that he could pick me out of a crowd and go, No, I recognize that guy. He may have killed somebody, but I recognize him.
Yeah.
Is he on Jersey Shore? He's not tan enough. He's a little not orange enough.
Anyway.
So there you go.
Rest in peace, Al Davis.
Mr. Davis, we liked you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say love. I love him.
I love him. He did great things for the league.
We got NFL news. Come on, we gotta bang it out.
All right, we gotta close. I gotta do this one. We gotta close. We got plenty of time.
We got the fourth quarter. We're in the fourth quarter, okay. Dude.
Well, give me this one. The Arizona Cardinals yesterday had their Fan Fest 2012, where basically they drawed an estimated 15,000 fans to come out to this little mini OTA type workout. And, you know, there's a quarterback there. His name's Kevin Corner on the Cobb. Mm-hmm. People love him. Well, not so much, apparently. Because when Cobb came out, the 15,000 plus booed him. Booed him. Now, we're weeks away from even playing, months away from even playing our first preseason game.
What's he done to hurt you lately, people?
Yikes, dude. This is June, and Kevin Cobb comes out, boos. Booze.
Croatia came back to tie Italy and draw 1-1.
Croatia, baby!
I know. Steven's all over Croatia.
He's
pulling for them.
Woo! Euro 2012!
We're all over Euro 2012 here. The world's football. If we don't have NFL, we might as well have the world's football. And my daughter's in Berlin rooting their heart out for Germany. She painted. So I saw last night when we chatted with Kara on Skype. She had each of her 10 fingernails painted as German flags.
Yeah.
How cool is that? I mean, you know how much time that would take?
Yeah.
Each of your 10 fingers has got the little brown, yellow, and orange or whatever.
It's actually not that difficult, but okay.
I haven't painted my nails. You wanted to give me some tips?
Well, I get a mani-pedi every once in a while. It is the coolest thing.
But you've had your nails painted?
Well, a long time ago.
Really? Do tell. Yeah. Was that a special period in your life? Girls, no autographs.
I'm not kidding. My two pinky nails used to be pretty long.
You might not want to talk about where this is going. This has got me a little uncomfortable.
They used to be pretty long, and I used to like to get
like Guinness Book of World Records long, where it curls around and you could reach around a corner with it.
No. No, that woman freaked me out. Have you seen the Guinness Book of World Records finger lady?
Yes. It's actually the man that was that the worst. I mean, they just...
That's creepy stuff.
It is.
Pinky nails.
I'm okay with having my nails filed and cuticles managed.
Why pinky nails were long. Don't get that idea because I've never done or
I actually don't know about that at all, Stephen.
Oh, you don't know what the long pinky nails
were
used?
No, I don't.
Because people always used to look at me like that. I was like, why are they looking at me like that? It's just pinky nails.
I'm not. But, I don't read those magazines. Oh,
okay. Well, they were used to pick up
whatever
a substance.
Oh, cocaine.
Into the nose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I wouldn't know that.
I just thought they were cool. Plus, Prince did it, and you know, I used to love Prince back in the day. Yeah, still do kind still of do. A little bit. But anyways,
but you would have it painted.
Yeah, they're purple. I'll get the purple, and sometimes with the
that's really the gay.
Purple. No,
not that there's anything wrong with being gay, but
not that there's anything wrong with it. You just said that's really gay. That's not nice.
Well, no, I'm just speaking about you. That it's an effeminate thing to do.
No, it isn't.
Apparently not. Because you're not in any way effeminate.
Exactly.
But it surprises me.
Okay.
Guys, if any of you out there feel like manly men and have your fingernails painted, please send me an email of correction. Please. Jeff@RARN.net.
I don't do it like every day.
You know, Carol will do it for free. She's quite good.
Occurrence. I know. She wanted to do them the other day when she did everybody's.
We did Jordan's
house.
When he fell asleep that night in Palm Springs. That was hilarious. She did all of his toes.
Yes. You know what? It's funny. There was kind of like
a mix. So who you got in Spain, Ireland coming up next?
Spain.
Yeah, I got to think Spain.
Spain.
I know.
Although, man, Ireland's going to make it tough.
Ireland's got a good
but
club.
But you know what? Once
Republic
again, I'm tired
of
1-1 ties, Jeff. And
that's, tired of draws.
You know, and I'm tired. I think that's why I can't really embrace the world sport. And I'm glad. Look, I don't have, you know, we got a lot of listeners who they love it.
I love it.
And
Jordan
you love
it.
And that's fine. I'm sorry. I can't invest all that time and effort and all of us and then end with a 1-1 tie. It's not work for me. It doesn't get me motivated.
Okay, so here's the proposition for Streak for the Cash.
Yes.
Ireland win, draw, or lose by one, or Spain wins by 2+ goals.
I'm going to go Spain wins plus 2+ goals.
Oh, that's where the majority, 77.5% of the people are. Wow. When will the first goal of the first half be scored? 26 minute or earlier?
I'm gonna go Spain.
I'm taking 26 minute or earlier that a first goal will be scored. I think that's a safer bet. Okay. 26 minutes. That's pretty long. Spain will knock
that
one in
is.
There.
Okay.
Okay. Right. And it's gonna be Cesc Fabregas.
Fiberglass.
I called it.
Back to Kevin Cobb. What?
To the NFL,
Jeff. The dude.
Why do you let him out of the house, first of all?
Well, it's
why
a
do you
camp.
Let him near public? Why do you, first of all, most teams in mini camps are really limiting the public's access to their players because they don't want the distractions.
Yeah.
So if you want to make a PR move, get Larry Fitzgerald out at a mini mall near you somewhere signing autographs, and you'll have 20,000 people showing up cheering.
Yeah.
Manage the crowd. Manage the situation. Know the popularity of your players, and don't let your quarterback get booed before he's even played a preseason game. Come on, seriously.
Not good for him. He does have to win the fans over. Come on,
Are you going to win the fans over when they start booing you? How do you win them over when you've already lost them?
Impress them. Make a beautiful
throw.
Then
you need a game.
Make a pass.
You need a game.
No, but if Peyton Manning can't throw a deep ball right now very well,
so has he lost the fans?
They're saying that he's been throwing brilliantly at Broncos.
No, he can throw deep. He cannot throw deep with any act right now.
All right, but still, Kevin Cobb, you can't compare Kevin Cobb to Peyton Manning. I'm sorry.
Just saying, you're not going to boo Peyton Manning because he can't throw a ball.
Kevin Cobb comes out. He needs to be sharp at practice. He needs to throw those very nice touchdown passes to Larry Fitzgerald in practice. He needs to let the fans see that.
If he can do it.
It's not if. He's got to. There is no if. He's not hurt. He's not Peyton Manning who just had 18 neck surgeries. He's healthy. He's got to go out there and do it.
Peyton only had 12 neck surgeries.
Thank you.
Yeah. We actually have a little bit of breaking news here.
Oh,
it's good.
No,
it's not
news.
Bad, Steven. It's good.
I don't see it.
Houston, Texas. No, the Houston,
no,
Texans.
No, you're not allowed to do that. You didn't.
I well can't said, well spoken, yeah. But what? Are you meeting the commissioner? Why are you babbling like that?
No, I don't pull Jeffs.
So what are you trying to say? You were looking forward to doing
saying,
that story?
No, I was just saying, when I talked the contract extension for Tom Collins, you said that was nothing. It's nothing. It's not. This is
this
nothing.
This is two people.
This is nothing.
This is two people. The Houston Texans have agreed to contract extensions for both general manager Rick Smith and coach Gary Kubiak.
That's nothing.
The team announced today. Smith and Kubiak are in the final years of their current contracts. Smith's extension is for 4 years, which will keep him with the club through 2016. Kubiak's is a three-year agreement, which redoes the last year of his current deal and keeps him under contract through 2014. Team owner Bob McNair says he offered Kubiak a four-year deal, but he preferred to make it three. There you go.
That's nothing.
Stability in Houston is a very good thing for a team that won a playoff game for the first time in the history of the franchise.
All right, you just weren't too thrilled when I gave the contract extension for Tom Coughlin, who won two Super Bowls.
I wasn't. We got 2 minute drill here.
All right. Well, then if you know where I've got to go.
Okay. Just a good old boy.
Yeah. Wait, let me listen.
Never meaning no harm.
Never meaning no harm.
Here's the problem.
Beats all you never saw.
Beats all you never saw.
Beats all you never
saw. Been in trouble with the law.
Beats
since
all
the day.
You never saw. Well, if I've never seen it,
it
how,
beats
how
everything,
does it beat it?
Including that which you've never seen. It beats all that.
You
it's like,
never
take me
saw.
Out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some pizza, Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Most people sing it wrong. The actual lyrics are, I don't care if I never get back.
Okay.
Because that's how good this is. This is so good. I don't care if I never get back.
I see. Or is I don't care if I ever get back. What's the difference there?
I don't know, but the lyrics are never, okay?
I don't care if I ever get back. I don't care if I ever get back. I don't care if I never get back. It's pretty much the same thing.
It pretty much is. But the lyrics are never. Shut up.
Okay. All right. Back to the good old boy.
Never meaning no harm beats
New
all you never
York
saw.
New York Giant offensive lineman David Deal.
What's the deal?
Arrested for a possible DUI after he smashed his BMW into multiple parked cars.
Not content to stop with hitting the first car, he went on just, to plow into more.
Let's just hit some more cars.
Maybe he's just a bad driver, Steven. You don't know.
He has apologized publicly to the team and
apologized. How so? What did he say? That he's brought any embarrassment to the club for what?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, I want to know what his exact statement is, because if he says, "Yeah, I was drinking and driving," then that we've got a
Deal
real story.
Was taken to police station.
What's the deal?
He failed a breathalyzer test.
Then he was drunk.
Registering 0.18.
He doesn't have any 0.18. That's just double.
Above
Come
the
on.
Legal limit.
You
got to
go for the three bagger, the triple, the legal limit. You got to keep up with your peers here. The NFL is getting into heavy drinking and alcoholism. You're a wuss.
Prior to the crash, a fan posted a picture of Deal, who was boasting his Croatian heritage as he was wearing the Croatian soccer team's red and white checkered jersey during a match that he was watching with these guys. And apparently had a little too much to drink there. While go Croatia one time.
Yeah.
I bet he's happy right now, baby.
Well, he's in jail. But
well, he's out of jail now.
They let you watch. They have, you know, there's some nice jails with big screen TVs and stuff like that.
Look at it. Here's the picture of him getting booked, and he's wearing his checkered.
Wearing his Croatian jersey.
Croatian jersey.
He's got his kit on, if you will. David Deal, dude, you know, he never struck me as the brightest bulb. But that's too bad.
But he was a nice guy. He was a nice guy to us.
Anyway, he was terrific. I liked him.
I talked to
no,
him.
I liked him a lot. But he's just got that Neanderthal thing going.
I see.
Just a little bit. Just a wee bit.
Yeah.
Nice guy, but unfortunate.
0.18.
Too bad.
0.18. You know what?
Keep up.
I tell you what. I would like to do something. And I think I would like to do it with you. And any fans that are out there listening, I would like for you to join us as well. I'm
Especially
going to
Sharon.
Get to about 0.2. I want to get 0.2.
You'll probably throw up.
I don't care.
Yeah, you do. You
I
hate throwing up.
I want you to facilitate
you
it.
You hate throwing up.
Where we just get a whole
That's
bunch
fine.
Of fine tequila.
That's fine.
And I just want to get busted till I'm 0.2.
I'm just not going to let you touch
I just
my
want it out of the... I just want, to, I just want
scotch.
It to happen.
I'm not
going to
let you touch my scotch.
In my backyard.
So you want to throw up in your backyard?
Well, no, I just, you don't want, I don't, I'm not going to throw up, man.
Sharon,
point two.
Sharon, this is, we need a Sharon moment here.
Do we need
we
a Sharon
need Sharon
moment?
To come, because okay. She'll have a drink or two.
Okay.
Sharon, we need you.
So does this mean that now that my swimming pool is done, finally,
you can
thank
throw
God.
Up on it.
No, that we have, because Ed Franks already said, when is the first official
Ed,
annual.
Ed, you live in Kansas.
R&R
are you
listener
coming out for
party.
The summer to visit us, old friends?
When's the R&R listener party, the first annual R&R listener party
at
by
the pool? I think that's a pretty cool idea.
Okay.
I think that's pretty sick.
Of course
sick.
You do, because that means that all the listeners know where I live now.
They come to my house. I'm okay.
Oh, do I have it at your house?
Who's you had more listeners at their house?
You don't have a pool.
Who's had more listeners at their house for dinner?
I think it's even.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's even. Besides Yusuf and Mike, who else have you had?
Now you're putting me on the spot. Now people are feeling bad because I don't remember. But there's been more.
Okay, I've had Yusuf here in my home.
Yeah.
I've had Nacho here in my home.
Nacho didn't come to my house,
no,
did he?
No, he did not.
What the hell's wrong with you? Now, those pictures of Iceland, did he take those?
They had like this honeymoon from...
They had
they
the off-the-chain honeymoon
yeah,
that you
just,
could imagine.
They went to Hong Kong.
New Zealand.
They went
Iceland.
Everywhere, dude. I don't
They're
even...
They're in Reykjavik, and these pictures are so amazing.
Yeah, take some amazing shots. They went everywhere.
As if you both aren't good-looking enough, you have to go to beautiful places? That's not
but
nice.
I can't give Nacho a hard time right now because I did miss his last L.A. appearance.
And I picked him up at the airport
I'm
and took him out
did.
To a nice
Sorry,
lunch.
It was my bad, Nacho.
And he
I,
took me out
I
to a nice lunch.
I miscalculated.
Well, he didn't know it was like Mother's Day or something.
Yeah. But he's like, I did give you a couple weeks notice. I was like, yeah, I just didn't put.
Yeah, we don't do
together.
Math that far in advance.
Yeah, yeah. So, but anyways, I'm glad you're well, Nacho, and congratulations on the marriage and the whole works. So I don't know. I'm gonna say we're right in there.
Okay, fine. But we need to get you screwed up so that you know exactly what this is.
I want to know what it feels like,
Steven. That is the point. That is the whole reason I went down this route to begin with, because I'm not a party animal.
I want to bring
all.
A breathalyzer.
I've got the breathalyzer.
I want to have a cop,
and I've got a fresh tip on the breathalyzer, so you don't even have to feel germy.
No, I want a cop to bring an official one that they would use on
somebody.
Well,
then let's go down to the outside. Between your house and the rave cave is the highway patrol.
Yes, that is correct. We go. Yeah, we go there. We
so
stop
let's
there,
stop at the base station.
Let them know. Say this is what's going down.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna because I'm doing research. I want
to
know.
That's why I got the dang breathalyzer to begin with.
With the dude, when
because
he gets
when it keeps happening,
two,
what's he feeling?
I want to know. How do you even get in a vehicle? I mean, I want to know. Can I even walk up the
it's
stairs?
It's
my to
assertion
house?
That you at 0.24 that you need help finding your vehicle and remembering how to put a key in the ignition.
When you register 0.18, you've had a lot to drink.
You've had a ton to drink. Yes. You're not walking a straight line, and you're really not talking very clearly.
Because here's the deal. You laugh at me when I have a Cuban cigar.
You get a buzz off the nicotine.
And I
understand.
Start to get a little...
And you get a nicotine buzz.
I do. My head gets a little light.
A little floaty.
And I start to spin a
and
little bit.
People get the spin sometimes from cigars.
And
some people are just predisposed for that. That doesn't make you a lightweight. It does in the cigar department, but it doesn't necessarily...
But the thing is, I'm having a good time.
That's good.
I was having a good time with that cigar.
Good.
But I was like... If I don't think that's point two.
No. First of all, that's totally different. Just getting the spins from a cigar is totally different.
Yeah. So I wonder what point two feels like.
I say Father's Day.
I don't think say Father's Day. So you're really coming over. We got to cancel cars.
No, you don't have to cancel anything. I'm going to be hanging at your pool. With my family.
Okay. Your family's not even here.
My son's here, and he was told
he's
that he has to do double duty.
Here. Oh,
yes, he will.
Go,
he has to,
oh,
double,
gonna,
he has to cover up for Kara, which means I get an extra half hug. That's what it means with her being gone.
Extra half hug from Jordan. Plus, Jordan's all you want to hang out with anyways because he's the one who's leaving. And you know, you want to... I'm sorry. I bummed you out a little bit. I'm sorry. Your face went from smile to I'm going to kick your butt, Steven.
No. I'm not going to kick your butt. I'm... Too sad to kick
you
your butt.
A hug. He's gonna be like 2 hours away. We could drive. We could jump in the car and go visit him.
2.5 hours away.
Jump in the car and go visit him. Whatever you want. I'll even drive you, so you can get point two buzzed with him, at the
I'm not drinking with my son who's underage.
Why not? He's underage. Didn't he turn 21?
The drinking
21?
Limit is 21. He'll be 18 in September.
I do
my
that.
Daughter's having a beer right now I because she's 14 and she's in Berlin, and where if you're out with adults, you can have a beer.
At 14?
At 14.
Is she drinking?
Yeah.
That kind of bummed you out that she's drinking without you?
Yeah, without me,
you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kids are supposed to have the first drink of the dad.
I'm sorry that we're ending the note bumming Jeff out.
Yeah, that's the bum. And I will sign an autograph, by the way. Come here. Come here. No. No, I will.
Well, that will.
No, I'll sign
but
it.
But we haven't talked about Tim Tebow and Teddy Bruschi.
No, I will.
Will you let, please.
Why doesn't she want
curtain.
Me to sign it? Why doesn't she want me to sign
because,
anything?
Because she
have
wants
I
to.
Overstated possibly
yes,
or overestimated
bit.
My popularity?
Just a little bit.
So I don't need this sign that says no autographs, please?
We've never needed it.
Oh, wow. Now you're really bumming me out.
Ooh, you know what? I say we take this with us next year to the Super Bowl, and we have the players and celebrities
sign
that
it?
We interview sign
oh, that would be epic.
How about that?
Please sign this.
Yes.
That would be awesome. We get as many big names on that sign
yeah,
as possible.
Yeah,
that would
exactly.
be epic.
It
I love
be.
It.
It would be.
Okay.
That's
so,
all the time we
no,
have.
No, you
people.
Said you had one more story
all right,
you had
well,
to
we
tell.
Do, but I mean, 65.
I know.
All right. Well, here you go. Basically, Teddy Bruschi has come out, you know, because
speaking
he's a talking head for ESPN now. And
speaking of beer.
He basically sprouted off saying that, you know, Jets backup quarterback Tim Tebow needs to disappear. He says
Tim Tebow needs to disappear?
What
yes,
is he
against
just to
Tim
stay
Tebow?
Out of the spotlight, stop talking to the
oh,
media,
spotlight.
Stop holding these press conferences. To which Tim Tebow replied, to be honest, I'm just told what to do. And today, it is. I'm told to talk to you, meaning the reporters. So I'm going to talk to you. That's, you know, I'm just being honest. The Jets set up the rules, and I follow the rules. They want me to talk to you, so I'm talking to you. And Bruschi, that's right. Tim Tebow does what the organization tells him to do. If the organization says, go out and have a press conference to announce that you're coming to be with us, that's what he does.
I think Teddy Bruschi's having a Jeff Ellis moment here. Where he's realizing that he's massively overestimated his popularity.
Yes.
And he's never had to chase people away from autographs and
exactly.
things. And Tim Tebow does.
Yes.
And he's jealous. Because he played in the league and he won several Super Bowls. And he's like, why aren't I more popular?
The
and
other
I'm
thing,
on TV and everything. Why is Tim Tebow more popular than me?
Bruschi,
he's
your
not even a very good quarterback.
Your opinion's not even that good.
They're okay sometimes.
And
but you know
thing,
what? You throw enough crap against the wall, something's going to stick.
The other thing about Bruschi, though, is... If Tebow did not talk to the media, then he would crucify him for that. Oh, I can't believe he thinks he's that good. He's not going to talk to the media.
And he could get fined.
Right, exactly.
Let's
so,
just be real.
Bruschi, you need to move on,
Stop
sir.
Stop it. Stop it.
Tim Tebow's all right. Not that I'm saying I'm a Tim Tebow guy.
I do what I'm told.
But that's basically what
that's
Tim's
all saying.
Saying. I do what I'm told. And that's it. We could also talk about Cincinnati
we
Bengals
next time.
Linebacker
next time.
Dante
Bye-bye.
Mooch, who's been suspended
Thanks
for the
for
first
coming.
Four games
good talking
this
to
season.
Y'all. We miss you.
There you go.
Have a good
but
day.
Apparently, the Bengals aren't that important to talk about Mooch's.
Cincinnati Bengals. Wow, they're not very big.
Performing enhancing substance, dude.
Performance enhancing.
Performance enhancing.
If I had some performance enhancing, what do you think I could do? I could throw that football over that mountain.
I feel sorry for the Bengals, man. They can't catch a break. That's all the time we have. Come out to the website. Make sure you're downloading the shows. Jeff and I are coming up with a plan to take the world by storm this football season.
Or at least a breeze, if not by storm.
Kind of like the bad storms that the Dallas area has had. Have you seen the hail
yes.
size? Hail?
Hail the size of cities. Okay. Good day, everybody.
That did make me laugh. Some were the size of grapefruit, though.
Grapefruit.
Large grapefruit.
Girls, I'm serious. Please let me sign something.
Hee-haw.